from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, December 20th. Coming up, like much of the country, Champaign County is experiencing one of its most intense COVID waves yet. We'll get an update on where we are and where we're headed with the waste fade of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The number of COVID cases in Illinois is climbing again, and so are hospitalizations. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says people need to continue to follow COVID-19 prevention protocols, including getting vaccinated.
We are also urging the public to use primary care providers, walk-in clinics, and urgent care facilities for the non-emergency needs so that the emergency department beds remain available for the real emergency situations.
A consortium of health departments in northern Illinois says local hospitals have long wait times in emergency departments. It says people with issues such as flu symptoms, broken bones, or a fever without a rash should visit an immediate care provider instead. There were 316 COVID-related deaths last week in Illinois. Beginning January 1st, Ameren Illinois customers will see an increase on their electric bill of around $250 per month. Some of that money will go toward ongoing upgrades to current grids and getting ready for future clean energy projects. Tucker Kennedy is Communications Director with Ameren Illinois.
And that revenue allows us to do what our customers want, and that's to deliver safe, reliable, and affordable energy and to prepare the grid for the clean energy requirements that are coming under the new state energy laws.
For example, Kennedy says Ameren's plans to build two large solar energy plants in 2022 will require capital. The Citizens Utility Board put out an alert to customers this month criticizing the hike at a time when natural gas prices and inflation are already putting a pinch on pocketbooks. The number of active COVID-19 cases fell slightly in Champaign County over the weekend, but is still over 2,000, near an all-time high during the pandemic. Public health officials reported 363 new cases over the weekend. 32 Champaign County residents are currently hospitalized with COVID. That number remained steady over the weekend. Still to come, more on the latest wave of COVID infections and hospitalizations to hit Champaign County. We'll get details from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Champaign County is experiencing one of its most intense COVID waves yet. Local hospitals are filling up, and six people have died in the last 10 days due to COVID. Meanwhile, the new and highly infectious Omicron variant is taking hold in the United States. While it has not officially been detected in the county yet, health officials believe it's already here. To get an update on where we are and where we're headed, Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin spoke with Awais Vade, Deputy Administrator with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District.
Are you worried about another big COVID wave like the one we saw with the Delta variant?
So we are already in a big wave right now. Even if we do not take the Omicron into consideration, we are already in a big wave. And to be frank enough, I was not expecting us, myself, in this situation 6 months back or a year back or even a couple months back. I was hoping that, you know, with the vaccinations, with boosters, with children vaccinations approved, we will be in a much better position this holiday season than we were last year. But that has not been the case. We are experiencing, you know, on average daily cases between 100 to 200 cases in the community, which is almost the peak of cases per day throughout the entire pandemic. I know Omicron is a concern for a lot of people because of what it's in the news, but I'm also concerned about the current wave that we are in right now. And it seems like a lot of this current wave, which started right after Halloween, has not slowed down. And there are multiple factors for that.
What are some of those factors?
So few of the things that I think one is that the COVID fatigue, right? It's been going on for about 18 months. People are tired. So the masking compliance is not as good as it used to be. The social distancing component of it is not as good as it used to be. People are gathering a lot more than they used to in the past. So that's the that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is that we still have, I don't know, 60, maybe 70,000 people in this community who are not vaccinated. You know, I mean, percentage-wise, we are doing a great job among the vaccinated. But if you look at raw numbers, there is still, you know, tens of thousands of people who are not vaccinated. And when they are coming in contact with the virus, they're getting exposed and then they're getting sick. And the third thing is the booster uptake. The booster uptake, we were hoping that by now, the booster uptake will be as good as our primary vaccine uptake, but we have seen a lag in that as well. And we also know that 6 months after your primary series, your immune response is very low, which makes you much more susceptible to getting infected. And that's what we are seeing right now. A lot of breakthrough cases, much higher than what we were seeing 4 or 5 months back. And still a lot of people who are unvaccinated, especially in school age kids, under 12, we are seeing a lot of that. And then spilling out from the schools into the households.
As you've mentioned, we are experiencing a wave in Champaign County right now. The number of county residents who are hospitalized with COVID is higher than it's been in almost a year. At least 6 people have died in the county just in the last couple weeks due to COVID. How are hospitals handling this?
It is very concerning for us. It is very concerning for the healthcare system. I know for a fact that the hospitals are full. They are at their peak capacity for total hospitalizations and for COVID hospitalizations as well, including ICUs. And they tell me, you know, my partners in the hospital tell me that they are seeing people who are younger than what we saw in the earlier wave last year. So the individuals are younger and sicker as well. Again, we know more than 85% of all the people that are hospitalized are unvaccinated.
You know, a lot of people are gearing up to travel for the holidays, myself included. I'm lucky enough to have access to the university's COVID testing before I get on a plane. But for other members of the community who don't have that same access, what is your advice for holiday travel?
Right. So I'll tell you that I'm also traveling for the holidays, taking an international flight myself. And I am not part of the University of Illinois. So I actually had to go this morning to one of the community-based testing sites. You know, we are very lucky in this community that we have multiple testing sites that are available with very quick turnaround time for the results as well. You know, the saliva-based testing for the community, which is offered at Parkland College, which is offered on campus at CIRCE, and also at the YMCA in Southwest Champaign. These are the 3 saliva-based community sites that are available, plus the community-based testing site at the Marketplace Mall, which is a nasal test, is also available. So these are the 4 that are open to all, no insurance required, no fees required, and the results are pretty quick as well. In addition, there are also pharmacies that are offering rapid and regular PCR testing as drive-throughs. So you can check out even those. So testing is not a concern in our community. And just like I said, I was required to test because I'm traveling international. But even if you are not traveling international, my recommendation is if you are traveling, get tested, because that's peace of mind for you and for the people you're going to meet.
I heard from a colleague in the newsroom that rapid tests have been difficult to find at pharmacies these days. Do you have advice or ideas for people who are looking for those rapid tests before traveling?
You know, we have heard the same thing. This shortage is not just here. It's a national shortage. But, you know, keep checking with pharmacies. You know, I know places like Costco and Sam's and the pharmacies, they get it. I know they get, you know, they get sold off pretty quickly as well. And then if you're not able to get it, like I said, most of the places in our community do offer pretty quick turnaround time with the test we already have available for free.
That's Awais Vaid, epidemiologist with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, talking with Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin. Vaid says getting vaccinated, including a booster dose, can save your life. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 42 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Susan Stevens, Kevin Boucher, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.